Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. The day is May the 3rd. My name is Hunter, and we are doing what we do every day. We're reading through the Bible. This podcast takes kids from all around the world through the Bible in a year, from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation. Today's reading comes from the book of Esther, chapter 3, verses 2 through 14. And then we finish our reading in Romans chapter 12, verse 2. All right. Hey, Haman, he was one of the king's officials, and he thought he was really important. The king had ordered that everyone bow down to Haman. Would Mordecai bow down to him? Let's read and find out. Esther chapter 3. We're reading through the New Living Translation. All the king's officials would bow down before Haman to show him respect whenever he passed by, for so the king had commanded. But Mordecai refused to bow down or show him respect. Then the palace officials at the king's gate asked Mordecai, "Why are you disobeying the king's command?" They spoke to him day after day, but still he refused to comply with the order. So they spoke to Haman about this to see if he would tolerate Mordecai's conduct, since Mordecai had told them he was a Jew. When Haman saw that Mordecai would not bow down to him or show him respect, he was filled with rage. He had learned of Mordecai's nationality, so he decided it was not enough to lay hands on Mordecai alone. Instead, he looked for a way to destroy all the Jews throughout the entire empire of Xerxes. So in the month of April, during the 12th year of King Xerxes' reign, lots were cast in Haman's presence. The lots were called Purim, to determine the best day of the month to take action. And the day selected was March 7th, nearly a year later. Then Haman approached King Xerxes and said, "There is a certain race of people scattered throughout all the provinces of your empire who keep themselves separate from everyone else. Their laws are different from those of any other people, and they refuse to obey the laws of the king. So it is not in the king's interest to let them live. If it please the king, issue a decree that they will be destroyed, and I will give 10,000 large sacks of silver to the government administrators to be deposited in the royal treasury." The king agreed, confirming his decision by removing his signet ring from his finger and giving it to Haman, son of Hammedatha, the Agite, the enemy of the Jews. The king said, "The money and the people are both yours to do with as you see fit." So on April 17th, the king's secretaries were summoned, and a decree was written exactly as Haman dictated. It was sent to the king's highest officers, the government, and the respective provinces, and the nobles of each province in their own script and languages. The decree was written in the name of King Xerxes and sealed with the king's signet ring. Dispatches were sent by swift messengers into all the provinces of the empire, giving the order that all Jews, young and old, including women and children, must be killed, slaughtered, and annihilated on a single day. This was scheduled to happen on March 7th of the next year. The property of the Jews would be given to those who killed them. A copy of the decree was to be issued as law in every province and proclaimed to all people so that they would be ready to do their duty on the appointed day. How evil! Mordecai, Esther's cousin, knew it was wrong to bow down to anyone but God, so he refused to bow down to Haman. Even though Mordecai knew he could get in big trouble for this, by disobeying, he still made the right choice. If he obeyed Haman, Mordecai would be disobeying God, and God is more powerful than Haman or anyone else. When you feel pressure to do something wrong, remember who you really should be obeying, and remember who ultimately is the most powerful, not Haman. No, God is. This is what Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, "Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect." That's from Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Well, my friends, we've done it again. We've spent another day in the Bible. I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. I hope you join me. Until that time, go forward in God's joy, remembering that God ultimately is stronger than anyone and that He loves you very much. All right, I'll talk to you again. You take care. Bye-bye.